Hey guys, this is Erin Nicole
and Janae Antoinette,
and we are Grief AF.
No, we are Grief as Fuck. Hey guys, so we're back with another episode. We had so much to say in the last episode that we decided to do a Grief AF part two. So grief yeah. Is annoying.
Grief, and so we annoying. Don't have all the answers as far as what can cure grief from being annoying. I think that it's just going to be annoying. But I think we just are learning what is going to help us heal more, just better. It's going to help us grieve healthier because we obviously thought we were doing it a good way, and we reached a peak to where it just wasn't working for us.
Yeah.
And so finding out what is going to help you grieve better and healthier is important. So if that means going to see a therapist, go see a therapist. I've had people tell me, like, I don't feel comfortable talking to a stranger, or I don't feel like I need to see therapy. Honestly, like, I've been telling people, I don't know how I went my entire life without a therapist, first of all. I don't know how I did it, but I just feel like whatever you need to do in order to get in a healthy coping journey, you need to do it, because it will definitely kind of help the process. It won't take it away, but it will help you on your journey of grief.
Yeah, most definitely. And then another thing that I want to say is, we often heard about, like, you know, talk about the five stages of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like those are important.
Right.
But they also don't go in order.
They don't.
And if you're grieving, I'm pretty sure people will bring up the five stages of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, don't go by the list that is in.
Yeah.
Don't go by
the order.
The order, because sometimes you won't even go through all of them before you're back at another.
Right.
Because.
And sometimes it's possible to, like I told Janae today, I feel like I got one foot on, what did I say? One foot on denial and one foot on anger. Like, sometimes I feel like you're right on a border. So don't box yourself into one category of the stage, because you really could be feeling emotions of two stages at once. Like, grief is so complex that I don't think it's meant to just be in one stage at a time. Or, like, that's just how I feel.
Yeah. Quick question. Where you at now?
I'm definitely in denial.
You're denial?
Only because, so, when I looked at the definition of the denial stage, let me find it. And we have this information on Grief AF Instagram page. So if you go on there, you can find the five stages if you aren't familiar with them.
Yeah.
Our
grief is @grief_AF, by the way.
So with denial, it says avoiding the feelings that come with the loss you've experienced, blocking out the trauma, and being numb to your feelings and to the reality. That's me all the way. Like, yeah. I know for a fact, just from me suppressing all of my feelings, or just not shutting down when I am feeling those feelings, I know for sure that's denial.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm at anger again.
Right, again.
You know, is it possible? Is it possible to be at all of them without
acceptance?
Yeah, all of them without acceptance. You know, and I'm definitely at anger, which it says angry at God, angry with yourself, even angry with the person who passed, questioning it a lot, easily annoyed with any and everybody, irritated, lashing out at friends and or family, overly sensitive, finally letting out all of your bottled emotions, breaking things to relieve the pain. I'm not lashing out.
Right.
Because I'm not a lad. I don't do that, period. But I am easily annoyed and irritated. Very much so. And to the point where on our way here, we had a conversation and
I'm always between denial and anger.
Yeah. So we had a little passing of words, and then finally I was just like, you know what? I'm annoyed. Yeah, and she was like, I am too.
I said vice versa, because I'm like, you're not finna act like I'm the annoying one right now. We're both annoying. Like,
so definitely I'm at the anger. And then denial, I don't even think I'm at a denial with my mother being gone. Mm-hmm. I think I'm at denial that I'm gone.
Right.
The old me.
Woo, that's good.
You know, so it's just like, with grief, it's not always, like you said, about the person who passed away. Mm-hmm. The anger comes in, I feel like I can't really even be angry at my mom or in denial about her death, because I'm angry at myself,
right,
for allowing myself to just be feeling like emotional, mm-hmm, unstable, or going back and forth with people, begging people to stay in my life. Or I guess that's part of the bargaining
exactly,
with people to like, okay, I won't talk about my mom so much if you stay with me.
Or yeah. I'll try not to be so sensitive, yeah, if you don't leave, like if you stay. Yeah.
And so now that I think about it, I guess I'm not just at anger, I'm at all of them except acceptance.
Yeah. I don't think
I've accepted that I'm not at acceptance.
Right. I don't know when I'll get to the point of acceptance. But there is interestingly enough, a part of the acceptance where, so it says acceptance means coming to the realization that your loved one is actually gone, finding hope even through the pain, actively trying to adjust to your new normal. So I feel like that part of acceptance, I feel like I'm on that part where it's just like I'm actively trying to accept my new normal, mm-hmm, because it's just like I'm not in denial that this is something new, and I'm trying to figure out ways on how to cope with this new normal, but I don't feel like I'm fully grasping the acceptance stage.
Nah, fam.
That sounded good.
But acceptance for me is not there.
Yeah.
But that comes with me being controlling. Mm-hmm. So like I said, when you're grieving, so much stuff comes up and you have to begin to deal with, mm-hmm, all this other stuff, all these other issues that you had before the person that you love passed away. Mm-hmm. So it's just like acceptance to me is me losing control. And right now I need control, yeah, over something. Mm-hmm. So me coming to an acceptance that my mom is actually gone, it's like, okay, yeah, she's gone, but I refuse for it to change me.
Right.
Like, even though I'm already changed, but mm-hmm, I'm like in a fight and in a war with myself to get back to who I was.
And being angry that I can't get back there again.
So it's just like, it's me versus me. Mm-hmm. And I'm angry. Mm-hmm. Like for the past couple of days, I've been telling my sister, what?
Oh, I thought you was gonna say that I've
she don't
feeling,
even see.
I've been feeling like I need to yell.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I was like, dude, do not act like don't act like that. You don't be listening. But I've been telling Aaron that.
My thing is, you have been yelling. That's the thing. It's not like when you ask what I've been telling you, I feel like I need. No, you have been yelling. Yeah. She's been telling me like I just need to yell, and then she'll just yell, and it's just like I'll walk around the house like, oh, that's normal because she. You
got to
get it out somehow.
Yeah, so it really do, because I just be random. I just like, mm-hmm, because I need to.
Yeah.
Because I'm so frustrated. I'm, mm-hmm, so mad. And it's just like, I want to cry, but I can't cry. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I can do is literally just scream.
Yeah.
And I refuse to break anything in my room because I paid for it.
I think I'm angry with myself because I haven't allowed myself to get to that point.
Yeah.
It's like I want to get there, but I'm also fearful of what that looks like because I have always been a person who can keep control of, you know, I'm not a person that's confrontational. I'm not a person that usually spazzes out. So for me, I'm fearful for what that looks like because it's just like if I let myself lose control and just really feel my emotions, I don't know if I'll end up somewhere like, so for me, and I even told my therapist that, and she was just like, so you, like, she was like, you don't trust yourself enough yet. And I said, I don't. I said, because it's unfamiliar territory, and I have all these emotions being piled up and piled up and piled up, and I don't want to lose it and just break, like, and be in somebody's mental hospital. So,
yeah.
But I don't know.
And that's the thing, is like, how far can we go in our grief with having grace from other people and understanding, you know, like, how far can I really, you know, we're being told, you know, make sure you grieve and make sure you let everything out. But are you saying only let out what looks good?
Good, exactly.
You know, don't let out
the bad stuff.
The bad stuff. Okay. Just let out what people can handle. Only let out what you can handle. But that's like, that's not really dealing with the grief.
Right.
So it's just like, what does that look like?
Yeah.
For me. You know, it's like, what does that look like for you? Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
But will grace be extended to us if we decide to really explore our grief?
And so that's the thing. I had a conversation with my therapist because I told her, I said, I don't know. My friends have never seen that side of me. Nobody has ever seen that side of me. And I don't, I said, I guess I would say I'm fearful of, like, will they be able to handle it? Would they want to handle it? Like, will they know what to do? Like, I just don't know. So for me, I'm constantly being mindful of everybody else instead of just being like, you know what? I need to let this out. Like, I have yet to, outside of when I first found out and Maisha, I was in fetal position and Maisha held me while I was crying, I have yet to have a moment where I just legit break.
Yeah.
And it's just because it's just like, I don't know who's going to be able to handle that. Who's going to be able to be like, see me in that manner and be okay with it.
Yeah. And I think that's the fear with me is that I've been there and it still doesn't seem like it's enough.
Right.
Like I've screamed, I went with a hammer, you know, in the ground and just start breaking stuff. Like I've done that, y'all. Like I really have done it. And it's still like, this is, I still need,
got something in me.
And Lord knows, I don't want to, just don't, if y'all see me in the street, don't blow your horn at me. Don't cut me off. Don't bump into me, you know, but no, it's kind of scary because it's like, what? I'm already screaming.
Right.
I'm already breaking things.
What else can I do to get this grief like out?
Yeah. So it's just like some days I do want to walk, you know, outside and just scream outside. But I was just like, that's putting it out there. Some people don't know, you know.
And that's frustrating.
It's frustrating. Like, they might call the cops on me.
And that's why I'm like, it's frustrating just being so mindful. And even in our grief, we're still mindful of, like, I don't even want to say our perception of people, how people perceive us, but it's something. I don't know what it is, but I'm still mindful.
But it also has taught me how to be compassionate to other people. Like, if I'm out and if I see somebody just angry and mad, I automatically now think like,
I don't know what they're going through.
What if they're grieving? You know what I mean? So a lot of times I don't overreact to people because I just, it's better for me to just say, you know what? They might be grieving because I understand it.
Yeah.
Try to take that into consideration too when you're out and about or, you know, you're dealing with somebody and they having a bad day, you know. Don't get on that level. If they're mad, don't you get mad with them. Just simply like say, you know what? I hope you have a good day.
Yeah.
You know?
We're not saying give everybody a pass.
Yeah, because some people are just ignorant. You know, some people are just ignorant. But if you know this person and you know what kind of person they are, it's like, if somebody see me out and I'm just like, hey, how you doing? And keep walking. They know that's not me because Aaron gets mad at me all the time when we out and I, you know, sit and talk to somebody and Aaron be looking like, girl, I'm waiting in the car. And it's not that I want to talk to that person. It's just that I would always say, I feel like they might just need it to get that off their chest. Mm-hmm. They probably just needed somebody to talk to, even if it was for like 10 minutes.
Right.
And Aaron be like,
don't make it seem like I'm such a horrible person.
You know, but so just be mindful, y'all, of the people who are grieving. Just take that into consideration. And to the people who are grieving, mm-hmm. what advice really can we give to them without us saying, like, suppress your emotions?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to say suppress your emotions.
Communicate them.
Yes. That's what I was about. I think it is uber important for you to just really communicate your emotions. And I'll say, for instance, I'll be quick, but one of my friends texted me and he was like, I've been wanting to ask you, how have you been? But he was like, I never want to just randomly text you and put you in a bad headspace. He was like, so oftentimes I'll be like, okay, I'll text you, but it won't be about your mom. Like, it'll be about something else. Mm-hmm. And he was like, but it's for the reason where I don't know where your head is at. And I told him, I said, honestly, I'm always thinking about my mom. Mm-hmm. So you can't put me in a headspace that I'm not already in. I said, but I would prefer for you to just be like, hey, how you doing today? Like, how you feeling? Mm-hmm. Like, I know when people generally ask me that, they asking, you know, in a manner of, like, I know this happened. So, you know, and I told him, I said, just ask, because I appreciate that more than you just not hitting me up and acting like my mom just didn't die. Like,
yeah. And we appreciate people who, you know, like you said, just ask and not asking how we're doing and then say, oh, yeah, and by the way, can I do this? You know, asking for a favor.
Yeah, just ask. But like my therapist said, she said that was a good step for you to just communicate to him, like, so for future references, like, he'll know that it's okay to ask. Like, mm-hmm. so if you just communicate how you want people to show up for you, that was another project, a worksheet of mine was just, how do I want people to show up for me? Like, what is it that you, how do you want them to be there for you? Communicate that, because a lot of people don't know how they can be there for you. If you don't like getting text messages and you prefer calls, tell somebody that. Mm-hmm. If you don't like being talked to at all and you rather talk face-to-face, tell somebody, I don't want to talk on the phone. If you want to come see me, you can stop by the house. We can go out to lunch. We can mm-hmm. go out, like, whatever it is. But you can't expect people to be there for you if you're not communicating to them how you want them to be there for you.
Yeah. And that's good, because, you know, I had told you before, like, a few of my friends have texted me and was like, you know, I love you and I just want to, you know, I listen to all your the podcast and I just really want to, you know, I know we live in different states, but how can I be there for mm-hmm. you? And I was just like, I really don't know mm-hmm. how you can be there for me, because you live in another state and I'm used to not talking to you all the time anyway.
Right.
However, you listening to our podcast
exactly
means so much mm-hmm. to me. Like, it's like you really do care about the process of my grieving. Right. So
yeah,
that's
it's,
it.
It's simple.
That's not what we're not asking for a lot. Yeah, and we don't ask simple. For a lot, mm-hmm. but it's just like, just listen to, tune in to our podcast. Check us out on Instagram, mm-hmm. Twitter. And
buy a hoodie.
Oh yeah, we sell hoodies now, Grief AF hoodies. So if you go on the Instagram page, you'll be able to see the hoodies and stuff like that. And that's all.
Yeah, and we want you guys to know that we are actively working to build a community. Like, this is what we want to do this for. So yeah, like she said, follow our Instagram page, communicate, interact with us and all of that good stuff, and just be on the lookout for more stuff from Grief AF. Thanks for listening to Grief AF Podcast. Make sure you guys follow us on IG and Twitter at grief_AF. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube, Grief AF, period.